You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show is going to focus on a couple of undrafted free agents for your New York Giants. Had the opportunity to speak with Maryland head coach Mike Locksley about running back Javon Leak, and Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming about offensive lineman Kyle Murphy. A little bit later, I'll play clips of both of those gentlemen talking about Leak and Murphy and their opportunities with the New York Giants. You know, undrafted free agents is watching undrafted free agents in the spring is one of the great things about having access to Giants OTAs, to rookie minicamp, to veteran minicamp, to all of the spring practices. Talked with Patricia Traina of Giants Country about this a week or so ago, and during this COVID-19 pandemic, which has obviously taken away the ability for NFL teams to practice on the field throughout the spring, that is one of the things that I have missed in particular, is the opportunity to see a few of those practices, to see which of the undrafted free agents really stand out in spring workouts, really have an opportunity to make the roster, you know, once we get to training camp. It's pretty interesting when you look at undrafted free agents. It's hard sometimes to judge. You have to remember that what you're seeing is in shorts and t-shirts. It's not at full speed. It's not, you know, it's not always against veteran players, you know, frontline players who are giving their best efforts on every single play. So you have to take all of it with a grain of salt. But it's always fun to get an idea which players you think might have an opportunity to stick in the when teams cut down to the 53-man roster. Every team, you know, the Giants are always looking for the next Victor Cruz, the next undrafted free agent who becomes a star. Generally, with these guys, though, you're hoping to find a useful player. You're hoping to find a guy who can be a role player, who can fill in on special teams, who can do some things that contribute, you know, especially if you have injuries or you have situations where you need depth at a certain position. And the Giants have some interesting guys this year who are free agents. Leak, the running back out of Maryland, is one of them. Murphy, who is an offensive lineman out of Rhode Island, is another. You know, guys that we've talked about through the offseason include several of the wide receivers that the Giants have signed, Benjamin Victor and Austin Mack of Ohio State, Emory Hunt of Football Game Plan, who also does some work for us at Big Blue View, did a nice YouTube video on Austin Mack and on his opportunity with the Giants. I know Emory is very high on Mack, thinks that Mack has a tremendous opportunity. Derek Dillon is another wide receiver who the Giants signed as an undrafted free agent. We've talked about Ryzen John, the Division II tight end out of Simon Fraser University. We've spent some time talking about Kyle Markway. It's always interesting to talk to people about these undrafted free agents. You get a sense of who these guys are. You always hear, you know, optimism from their coaches, from people around them, you know, about what opportunities they might have. You know, most of these guys don't make it. You know, most of these guys, maybe they make the practice squad, maybe they bounce around a little bit. But they're always good stories. It's always nice to hear about some of these guys. Some of them do make it. Some of them do wind up contributing, you know, to your New York Giants. There's always a few guys who make the 53-man roster. There's a few who make the practice squad. There's some who wind up bouncing around the NFL as they look for the right opportunities. So it's always good to get to know some of these players. And as I said, I kind of miss the opportunity that we usually get in the spring to see these guys on the field, to get an opportunity to know which guys I think really have a chance to make the 53-man roster. In terms of the two guys that you're going to hear about today, Javon Leak and Kyle Murphy, I think that Leak has a really good opportunity to make the roster as a backup running back and as a kickoff returner. You know, both of those are positions where the Giants have openings. They haven't, the previous Giants coaching staff was not really satisfied with Wayne Gallman the past couple of years, wasn't really thrilled with John Hilleman either. Both of those guys are still back again this year. But in terms of a number three running back, Javon Leak has an excellent opportunity to make the roster, especially if he can show that he can return kickoffs and be a force in that role at the NFL level like he was at Maryland in the Big Ten. Kyle Murphy has an uphill battle to make the 53-man roster. The Giants did draft three offensive linemen, offensive tackles Andrew Thomas in the first round and Matt Peart in the third round, and center guard Shane Lemieux in the fifth round. They also signed, you know, veteran swing tackle Cam Fleming as a free agent in the offseason. So Murphy faces an uphill battle to make the 53-man roster, you know, as an undrafted free agent. But if you were to look at the numbers, surprisingly, you would find that Kyle Murphy, out of Rhode Island, is the undrafted free agent to whom the Giants guaranteed the most money of any undrafted free agent that they signed, which tells you that this is a player who they like and who they had a lot of competition for as a free agent. So simply, obviously, the money doesn't tell you that he'll make it. The money tells you that there was a lot of interest in this player, that the Giants think he has an opportunity, that he was worth going out on a little bit of a limb for as an undrafted free agent, that he was worth using a good bit of their undrafted free agent money to bring in. Teams have a limited amount of undrafted free agent money that they can spend. I don't know exactly what that number is offhand, but they have a budget that they can use, which is established by the NFL. They can use it any way that they choose in terms of guaranteed money. And the Giants chose to give more guaranteed money to Kyle Murphy than they did to any other free agent. So I would think that Kyle Murphy should have an excellent opportunity to get through to at least the Giants practice squad if, you know, when push comes to shove at the end of training camp. If they were to cut Murphy and pass him through waivers. If he was to make it through waivers, I would think that Murphy would be an excellent practice squad candidate, a guy who Coach Fleming, as you'll hear, thinks has an opportunity to play both guard and center at the NFL level. Obviously, positions where the Giants also think Shane Lemieux, fifth round pick, you know, could fill in there as well. But obviously, you'd love to have a guy on the practice squad with some positional flexibility, guy who could play center if need be. So I think Murphy is an excellent practice squad candidate. Anyway, Giants fans, let's do this. Let's play both of the interviews that I did with Coach Loxley from Maryland and Coach Fleming from Rhode Island about both of those two players. First up, you'll hear the interview, or at least parts of the interview that I did with Coach Mike Loxley, and then parts of the interview that I did with Coach Fleming. This is Maryland Coach Mike Loxley more or less giving you a scouting report on running back Javon Leak.
Again, that's home run speed, toughness, catches the ball well out of the backfield. You know, obviously his value as a returner, and I think he can also be a punt returner. You know, something we made him work on throughout his career, even though he wasn't the primary guy. But has great ball skills, so there's no doubt in my mind that he has the ability to be a three down guy and the ability to, you know, play on third down and be a receiver that gives you something.
Can he really make an NFL mark right away in the return game?
Well, there's no doubt in the return game he does and will be able to because, you know, he left here, you know, the Big Ten Returner of the Year award, made a lot of plays, you know, during his career here and the kickoff return. And as I said, I also feel strongly that he has some ability as a punt returner. And because of his vision and his toughness and speed, you know, I think that he'll make a mark as an NFL, kind of returner.
What about the? I know you said he has home run speed, and he's, you know, he's got the big average returning kicks, a couple touchdowns, and yet, you know, he went to the combine and he ran, you know, what's a really slow 40 for running backs. What happened there?
I mean, I can't tell you what happened at the combine. I just know this. When Javon Leak got out in front of people in the Big Ten that have been drafted a lot higher than he has not gotten caught. So, you know, on any given day with those track times and the 40 times and anxiety and all those other things, he went away and did training. Maybe it may have been a little heavier than he normally would be. But if you put on the tape, and he doesn't get caught. And this is by some of the top teams in the country, the Ohio States, the Penn States, the Michigans. You see him run away from people. So there's no doubt in my mind that that time isn't indicative to how fast he plays and how fast he's shown to be on tape.
All right, Giants fans, next up you will hear Rhode Island coach Jim Fleming talking about offensive lineman Kyle Murphy.
I think it's a good opportunity, a great opportunity for him and a great opportunity for you guys as well because of Kyle's versatility, which has been probably talked about quite a bit. You know, he's a great kid. You know, he's an outstanding worker. You know, he played left tackle for us as a necessity, but we've always known that, you know, probably his future is going to be more along the lines at the center guard positions in the NFL. You know, he's, you know, I think he is a guy that, you know, as you get your hands on him and watch his work ethic and his skill set, I think that you'll be extremely, you know, excited about, you know, the value that he can bring. Because of the versatility. I know that we're all in the same boat, that the big guys are the big guys and you got a limited number of people. So the people that can play, you know, outside, inside, snap the ball are things that are very valuable. And, you know, I think it's a home run for both organizations and hoping that he has a chance to get in there and do his thing and make the squad. I think it's all upside. The thing I always look at Kyle, and this is what I, you know, told the scouts when they were coming through, is that he's relatively a local guy that would go home and help his mother during the course of the summer. So really, we only had him on campus for a full summer going into his senior year. You know, he did most of his workouts and stuff, you know, at his own gyms and having to help out mom during the course of the summer. So I think that there's some upside there, because I don't know if he's reached his true physical limitation. Now, he's strong as hell and can do all the lifts and all that stuff. He represents fine there, but I do think there's some still upside for him, you know, as a top ceiling component as you evaluate players.
And that's our show for today, Giants fans. We thank you, as always, for listening. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Check us out on Instagram at big_blue_view. Check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Big Blue View. And please, if you haven't done so already, join the community at Big Blue View so that you can join the discussion with other Giants fans. All right. Please remember to stay safe out there, Giants fans, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything, and now everything is data. Which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/viya.